kind enough to be in with us for this segment and this part of the show is Dr. Scott Terry, and he's with Baptist Memorial Hospital, one of our big sponsors of this program, and the Oxford Surgical and Bariatric Clinic. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thanks to be here.
I know busy schedule, and to find 15, 20 minutes to come in studio sometimes it's kind of tough, but that's what I want to thank Baptist for doing a great job in getting us the people that can come in here and talk about things. And you know this as well, being in Mississippi and being in and around, part of economic development, part of a great world is having a great facility for people to come to as far as a hospital is concerned and things of that nature. Can you give us a little bit of your thoughts on Baptist Hospital North Mississippi and what it does mean a little bit to the area?
Well, you know, they recently opened up the new hospital, and the new facility is beautiful. I mean, we got a great staff there. We got great management and administrators, nurses and techs who care about people. So it's a great facility to work in.
I've had people that have gone through the weight loss surgery and friends and talking about it and giving their testimonials and things along the way that I've seen. So let's talk a little bit about that and what you, Dr. Byers, and others are doing at the hospital. And let's begin with who is or who might not be a candidate for the weight loss.
So for candidates, we're looking for people who are in a BMI range of 35 or greater. And that's just a ratio of your height and weight. You can see that on like an app for your phone. You can calculate that. In conjunction with that, it's known that medical problems go along with those, like high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea. So in that 35 to 40 range with a medical problem, and then the 40 or above, you do not technically have to have a medical problem associated with it. And that those people are candidates for the surgery. People who are not candidates, we like for people who are able to get up and walk. They have to be cleared by their cardiologist or pulmonologist, saying that they're safe for surgery. If you've had bariatric surgery elsewhere, depending on the type of procedure, that may not be an option. And we do have some age restrictions in terms of how young or how old. And some of that, there's some wiggle room there, depending on the health of the patient, especially in terms of the as you get up in age. But those are the main people who may or may not be a candidate. I tell you, in Mississippi, there's with the obesity rate and diabetes rate, it is something that helps a lot of people, and we're happy to provide it.
Dr. Terry mentioned the BMI calculators. He mentioned there are apps. You can also go to oxfordsurgical.com. I found where you can go and click, and there is a calculator for you that you can go there. Insurance. Obviously, people are going to want to know about that and possible cost of what's going on.
There are numerous insurance companies that cover it, and we have a weight loss coordinator at the hospital, Nikea. She is excellent. She is the one who checks the insurance to see if it's in a policy. So there are numerous insurance companies that cover it. There are some that don't, and then there are workarounds as it relates to that. They have a pay-as-you-go plan at the hospital. They also have a cash price, and Ms. Nikea has all that information with the bariatric center. So it is something that insurance will cover, depending on the specifics of each plan.
Dr. Terry, and if we're talking about recovery time and how much it may take for a person, I'm sure it's individual-based, but some line of recovery time.
People who have desk jobs, we've had people go back to work 3-4 days later, depending on how they feel.
Sure.
More manual type labor could take a little longer. I usually try to tell people, set aside a week or two. It's laparoscopic. We actually use the Da Vinci robot to do it. So there's small incisions. We feel as though there's less pain with that. So depending on your job, a week or two.
And then how much do you anticipate? And I guess this too is individual as far as weight loss is concerned, and in that time frame as far as weight loss.
You're going to get the majority of your weight loss in the first year. We see people lose over 100 pounds. Now, granted, it does depend on your starting weight. So some of that weight will come off a little slower towards the end. But we've had people lose over 100, 150 pounds and change their life.
I think with anything probably too, you probably give the people, ideas of like foods to eat and things to go afterwards that can help out with this, true?
Yes, we have a dietitian in the hospital that gives a handout that describes what your diet is going home. We see you all throughout your first year advancing your diet. Typically within the first 6 weeks, after the first 6 weeks, you're on a regular diet. But we have a dietitian that comes to our clinic that kind of reviews you know, good options and things to shoot for and goals. And so we offer that in clinic, but also in the hospital with the dietitian that we have there.
And I think we have kind of broached a little bit of the subject of the health benefits and what this helps a person do. But can you give a few things that if a person goes through this, what the benefits might actually be?
Well, obviously, improvement of your quality of life. We've seen people who there were things that they could not do with their family that they could do afterwards. Diabetes can resolve. There can be complete resolution of diabetes. Sleep apnea can resolve. Sometimes blood pressure issues trail a little bit. There's kind of multifactorial, but we've had people come off. We've had some people come off all their medicines. You know, there's less pills, less shots. So, and it's not 100% for everybody. That being said, we have people who have excellent results and resolve numerous medical problems.
So I don't know if you have any way of knowing about how many surgeries you guys have done around here, but I'm sure you've done quite a few.
I've asked our office manager before I came over here, and I know it's been over 1,000.
Wow.
So, and possibly more, even more than that.
We're talking to Dr. Scott Terrien with Baptist Hospital and the Oxford Surgical and Bariatric Clinic. How do we get started? If there's a person out there listening to this interview right now, what's the best way for them to begin the process?
Contact the weight loss center at the hospital. And as mentioned before, Ms. Nikea Hayes, she's our coordinator. She's the one who checks your plan, reviews everything with you. And obviously, there's a stepwise process to get approved. It depends on your insurance and things like that. But the weight loss center is nationally accredited, and she's the one who handles that.
Phone number for the surgical center, 234-4744. And I've also got other information about different things with the support group and the boot camp that we'll get to before we're done here. Let's talk about the sleeve, because some people may be confused when we talk about a sleeve and the stomach.
So what we do is we free your stomach up and slide a tube down into your stomach, and we use that as a guide as to how big to make your stomach. We're basically turning your stomach into the shape of a banana. So whereas you eat now, your stomach expands almost like a balloon. By doing this, we're turning your stomach into a tube, so it doesn't expand and it doesn't hold as much food, and it restricts how much you eat at a time.
I guess that would be one of the bigger things for people, because learning the amount of food that you can eat when this is done.
It does take some getting used to. It's a new way of eating. Also, it's a new lifestyle, because the surgery is a lifestyle change. To be successful, you have to change your approach to eating. You have to change your approach to your activity level afterwards. When we encourage everyone to exercise afterwards. So there is a little bit of learning curve to it, but we advance your diet up on a process, starting with clears to protein shakes to soft foods and then regular food.
And so I just mentioned the seminars and the boot camps that the people can attend. When's the next one, or the group meetings that are handled maybe monthly?
Yeah, I have a list here. I mean, starting January 14th at 6, we have everything you need to know about weight loss surgery. And then throughout the year, basically twice a month, we have we're there at some of those, the surgeons. And then we have some of our local area people who have had the surgery to give ideas.
And I think that's probably one of the better things with the group, right? Someone that's gone through this that can look at someone else in the face and say, this is what's happened with me. And that might help ease the mind of someone that's thinking of doing something like this.
And we just let the patient who's there at the seminar give their story and allow the patients to ask the questions to get their perspective from it.
Without a doubt. Dr. Terrien, I want to thank you for coming in today and talking with us a little bit about this. I know in Mississippi, as you mentioned, obviously the rates for obesity, the diabetics, the blood pressures, which I myself take, you know, a prescription for along the way, and cholesterol problems, really, you know, we're not on that list where we want to be in the state of Mississippi. And I want to thank you for coming in, talking a little bit about helping those kind of people today.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.